CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website and also the recording at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 5th of May 2019. Here are the main news headlines. New RSGB talks online, ARDF champs in Thames Valley, NRC visitor figures rise. After the formal meet, proceedings and trophy presentations at the recent RSGB AGM, attendees were treated to an introductory talk on Quatta Oscar 100, the new geostationary satellite. Noel Matthews, GTZ, Dave Crump, GHGKQ, and Phil Crump, M0DMY, gave an introduction to the QO100 amateur transponders on the EASE-HALE 2 commercial satellite, which was launched in February. It's already seen many stations make contact across the third of the globe on the narrowband voice data and wideband DATV transponders. The presentation included a brief history of how the project came about, an overview of equipment required to operate QO100, and a demonstration of the web SDR and spectrum monitor. You can listen to the talk on the RSGB's own website. This bank holiday weekend sees the annual three-day RSGB ARDF Championships take place in the Thames Valley. The area's chosen a Christmas Common near Wendover, Whiteleaf near Prince's Risborough, and Hodgemoor Woods near Amersham. The competitions will comprise classic ARDF events on 144 megs and 3.5 megs on two of the days, with the final day devoted to the two short format variants. More information available on the ARDF pages of the RSGB's website. 9,092 visitors went to the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park in April, bringing the total in the first 4 months to 27,077. That's nearly three times more than the 9,355 people in the same period last year. The radio room in the NRC will have reduced access on the morning of Tuesday the 7th of May. The NRC will remain open to visitors, but access to the radio room will be restricted as filming is taking place. We apologise for any inconvenience, but this means that any visiting radio amateurs won't be able to operate the station GB3RS until after midday. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance has now been renewed for the year to April 2020. Club insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. Please use your membership services login to obtain a copy of your certificate. To ensure your Beacon and Repeater is covered under the RSGB insurance, a £10 admin fee is required and you may renew this via the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. At the IARU Region 1 interim meeting last week, a special Sunday morning session that focused on enhanced VHF microwave activities was kicked off by John Regnault, G4SWX, the RSGB VHF manager. Joining the meeting by Skype, John explained how the UK had gained access to the experimental 71 and 146 megs bands for digital innovation. Amongst other things, this had fostered groundbreaking developments in reduced bandwidth digital ATV by BATC, which has transformed activity on VHF and UHF. More recently, this innovative work has supported the IARU WRC19 case for 50 megs. It's also proved to be a popular mode on the new QO100 geostationary satellite. Details on the RSGB website. SOS Radio Week has started and will continue until the end of May. This annual event raises awareness of the amazing work that the brave volunteers of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution perform, and to honour the volunteer watchkeepers of the National Coast Watch Institution, who provide eyes around the coast of the UK to observe and report potential disasters, unfolding that technology. Oh, I'm sorry, that's written in a peculiar way. To observe and report potential disasters unfolding that technology cannot detect. Good. For further information, visit sosradioweek.org.uk. The UKDX Foundation will be holding its convention dinner and 2019 AGM at the Link Hotel, Loughborough, on Saturday the 11th of May. The programme includes the AGM in the morning, afternoon DX and technical talks, and an evening dinner, with plenty of time for socialising in between. Members, XYLs and non-members are welcome. Booking details on the CDXC website at cdxc.org.uk. New videos have added to both the RSGB members section of the website and the RSGB YouTube channel for anyone to view. Members can view Tropo Scatter on the VHF bands by Palle Hansen, OZ1RH, and César Trifou, V3LYC, talking about the IOTD expedition to H44R and H40D. Available on the RSGB YouTube channel is Why the Digital Mode PI4 is a Success for Beacons by Bo Hansen, OZ2M, and Ian White's GM3SEK's talk on VHF balance, facts and fancy. Go to the videos part of the RSGB site to find these and many more interesting talks. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 6th of May, sees the 35th Dartmoor Radio Club Rally at the Butchers Hall Pannier Market, Tavistock. Entrance to the rally will be from the square and doors open at 10 a.m. Admission £2. Traders Bring and Bry RSGB bookstall refreshments available. Contact Roger 20RPH on 07854 088882 or email to echo0rph@gmail.com. There are no rallies in the diary for next weekend, the 11th and 12th of May. Get your event into Radcom onto GB2RS or the RSGB website. Please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The print cycle means that for Radcom, about 4 months is needed. Now the DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources. Brian, GW4DVB, will be operating a small holiday expedition from the 6th to the 15th of May to Palm Island, also known as Prune Island. IOTA reference is NA025 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He'll use the call sign J88PI from the locator Fox Kilo 92HO. QSL direct only, PO Box 20, :20, Llanharan, that's LLANHARAN, Pontyclun in Wales, Charlie Fox 729ZA. Andre RYYU will be R9YU will be active as JT9 stroke callsign from Mongolia until the 12th of May. He'll be operating SSB on 40, 20 and 15 bands, QSL home call. Note he doesn't use logbook of the world or club log. Mike AC0PR will be on the air as OA3 stroke callsign from Peru between the 5th and 11th of May. Activity will be limited to spare time, most likely 1 hour sessions on the 40 to 10 meter bands, using QRPCW, QSL, home call and logbook of the world. Bent, DL9LBR, will be active as OZ stroke call sign from Fano Island, EU125, until the 11th of May. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Roland, DL1EAL, will be active as PA stroke call sign from Texel Island, which is EU038, until the 9th of May. He prefers CW and digital, and will be operating holiday-style 40, 20, 15 and 10-metre bands, QSL home call direct or via the Bureau, EQSL and logbook of the world. Now for special event news, from the 4th to the 31st of May, GB9SOS will be operating as part of SOS Radio Week. The station will be operating on as many different HF and VHF bands as possible during the 28 days the station will be active. The station will be operated from 1900 to 2100 UTC on weekdays and 0900 to 1600 UTC at weekends. Further details at docsvruk, that's docsvruk.com/G8XQB. Pubs and clubs on the air is taking place between the 10th and 12th of May. More details at g60w.org.uk. Cwmbran ARC will be operating from Llanuraven Mill, Cwmbran, on the 11th and 12th of May for Mills on the Air. Visitors very welcome. Windmill Amateur Radio DX Group will take part in Mills on the Air on the 11th and 12th of May from Wilton Windmill which is near Marlborough in Wiltshire, using the call sign GB1WW. Many other club stations are taking part in the same thing. Details we've been given are in the relevant parts of local news, which is separate from this bulletin. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as you can for free publicity on GB2RS in Radcom and online. Remember that stations using UK special event call signs must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now for contest news. The UK 6 metre group summer marathon runs until the 4th of April. The 4th of August. Using all modes on the 50 megs bands, the exchange is just your 4 character locator. The 432 megs to 248 gigs trophy contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 5th. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARI International DX contest ends its 24-hour run today, the 5th, at 1200 UTC using CW phone and RTTY, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with Italian stations also sending the province code. Today, the 5th of May, sees the UK Microwave Group's contest run from 0800 to 1400, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 5th, the IRTS 40-metre counties contest runs 1200 to 1400 UTC, using SSB and CW, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Irish stations also send their county. On Tuesday, the 144 megs machine-generated Moans activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC with the exchange of signal report, serial number and 4-character locator. It takes place at the same time as the 144 megs FM activity contest. Both are immediately followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity running from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for the FMAC and UKAC is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs machine-generated mode activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 at UTC exchange, signal report, serial number and 4-character locator, and that's followed by the all-mode 50 megs UK activity contest running 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for this contest is signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 12th of May, the 70 meg CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also Sunday the 12th, the Work Tall Britain 40 meter phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using SSB only. The exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB area. Now for the radio propagation, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Well, it's now May and that means the sporadic E season has started. There have already been some sporadic E openings on 10, but the best is yet to come. Meanwhile, a lack of sunspots and continuing coronal hole activity means F2DX is little harder to come by. Last week's International Marconi Day saw some reports of poor conditions, but with a few propagation nuggets to keep the spirits up. GB0CMS at Caister Lifeboat in Norfolk worked 36 countries, including 8 US states, under contact with Indonesia on 20, so there's propagation about if you look for it. NOAA predicts the standard flux index, solar flux index, will remain at 68 to 72 next week, and we can expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions this weekend with a maximum K index of 4. Once that's gone, the rest of the week should be more settled. This is due to a large elongated coronal hole on the solar surface, the same one that was responsible for poor magnetic conditions on Thursday the 2nd of May. By next weekend, we may see the return of sunspot groups 2738 and 2739 as they rotate into view. The stereo ahead spacecraft shows that they've been active, emitting solar flares and coronal mass ejections, so we might be in for a bumpy ride. Otherwise, HF bands are starting to stay open longer in the evening as we move towards summer, but a change in their ionospheric chemistry may mean we have to wait until the autumn to see a return of optimum DX conditions. Now, VHF and above, the weather charts for next week appear to be fully tilted towards the unsettled side, with low pressure either over the country or close by. At first, this weekend, there is a weak ridge of high pressure near western parts of Britain, but it'll soon decline and doesn't look good for Tropo. Sporadic e-season has started for traditional modes, now with paths opening into Spain on the 24th and Eastern Europe on the 26th on CW and SSB. To keep up to date, use PropQuest UK, that's propquest.co.uk, to see the daily weather jet stream charts with the Sporadic e blog detailing possible areas of interest. The main advice is to follow the jet streams and check the clusters. There is a reasonable link between meteor debris and potential Sporadic e, so the Eta Aquarids peaking tomorrow should keep the enthusiasm going. Look out for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands due to the heavy showers that are likely to be a feature of the coming week. The bigger storms with hail and thunder are the most promising, and you'll be able to track them down using one of the many online weather displays. The moon reaches maximum declination this coming Thursday, and path losses are falling as it moves into perigee a week on Monday, so it's a good week for EME. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.